95.9 The Power Cow, we bring you a special presentation of high school basketball. Our special live coverage tonight brought to you by Kelly Express Marks, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating. Pre-game coverage on the Power Cow begins now. High school basketball is live on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school girls basketball. Tonight's matchup, it's a big one. It's the Lumen Christi Titans against the Grass Lake Warriors in the district championship at Napoleon High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thanks for joining me this evening as we got two of the heavyweights, not only in Jackson County, but the entire state of Michigan. Lumen Christi 19-3 against Grass Lake 21-2. And not only that, but featuring two of the most talented players in the entire state. On one side, we've got Kenna Hunt, sophomore for Lumen. And on the other side, it's Reese Lape, supremely talented junior for the Grass Lake Warriors. Before we dive into the Kelly Express Mart pregame show, we're going to take a three-minute timeout, and we're going to start chatting what we can expect in this one from Napoleon here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
My name is Joel Cook, and I'm the principal at East Jackson Secondary School. The school of choice window is currently open, and if you're looking for a school with beautiful facilities and even better people, look east. If you love sports and want ample opportunities to play right away, look east. If you want your student to spend less time staring at a phone or computer screen and more time engaging in hands-on learning and relationship-driven classrooms, look east. East Jackson Community Schools are on the rise, and we want you to be part of the change. Stop by or find us at eastjacksonschools.org.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
It's time for the Kelly Express Mart pregame show here from Napoleon High School, site of tonight's D1 district championship between Lumen Christi and Grass Lake for the girls. Of course, we've been here the last 2 weeks. It's been fun covering last week the boys district championship and this week the girls district championship. And you knew going into the playoffs that we were going to be in for a fantastic finale here at Napoleon High School for the boys and the girls, culminating with this matchup. You knew these two teams going into the season. When you saw the district assignments, you knew these two teams were destined to meet once again. These two teams met up last year in the district championship, and it was the Lumen Christi Titans winning 59-52 in a very physical, very heated, very emotional, very passionate district championship last year. And that was at Grass Lake, too. So that was a home game for Grass Lake. But what's crazy here tonight, packed gym. I'm not even kidding. Over an hour before tip-off, complete 100% capacity here at Napoleon High School. And even when these two teams were out there 30 minutes before the game just doing their pregame shoot-arounds, you had both student sections, you know, taunting the players on the other teams, and it's been crazy. We've had some, you know, chants already done between both teams. It's been crazy. Absolute crazy atmosphere here. And why? Because this is a Final Four caliber matchup. These are two of the best teams in the entire state of Michigan. As Lumen Christi, 19-3 in the regular season, and they have played and beat some phenomenal teams on the year. Some of the teams they've beat: Michigan Center, Salem, Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard, Notre Dame Academy, great Ohio school, as well as Toledo Central Catholic, who also handed Lumen one of their three losses. They've also beaten St. Mary's Prep, Beaverton, some phenomenal teams across D1, 2, and 3. Meanwhile, the three losses for Lumen: Anthony Wayne, who was a great Ohio team, Central Catholic from Toledo, as I mentioned, and then Rockford, who also handed Grass Lake one of their two losses on the season, which, according to Max Preps, number one team in the entire state of Michigan in Division One as well. So phenomenal teams have been required to take down these two teams this year. And it's just a shame, quite frankly, that we have to see one of these two teams' seasons come to an end tonight, because of if you put them in any other district, I'm telling you, this is a Final Four in the state, if not outright state championship caliber matchup. Just the level of talent across the board with these two teams and the star players we mentioned, as I said, with Kenna Hunt and Lucy Rozek, two sophomores with Lumen Christi, and then Reese Jr. with the Grass Lake Warriors. So, ton of talent, as this is going to be a fun one tonight. Lumen Christi, 61-21 win over Springport in the district semifinals, as they just pretty much toyed with Springport. No really mincing words about that one. Toyed with Springport, eventually got the running clock over a 40-point lead late in the game. So they're tuned up. They're ready to go for this one. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll chat Grass Lake and what do the Lady Warriors bring into this district championship. This is coming up next on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Just a few minutes until starting lineups and tip-off here from Napoleon. Packed house, as has been for the past hour here. So Grass Lake 21-2 on the season. Another spectacular season. I mean, that's par for the course for this Grass Lake team. They've had an excellent run the last 15 years. Only one losing season since 2011. Ended up winning the whole darn thing. State championship back in 2021. But this team notoriously has been playing in some tough, tough districts. And as a result, they've seen themselves having some probably earlier playoff runs than, you know, other teams might have had playing in other districts. As I mentioned, last year's matchup with Lumen Christie, case in point, 59-52 going to Lumen last year. But like Lumen Christie, tons of talent that this Grass Lake team has beaten. Some of their best wins, Father Gabriel Richard from D2, just like Lumen Christie. And they've also beaten Western this year. The two teams that have beaten them, Rockford, as I mentioned, just like Lumen Christie, number one ranked team in Michigan, and also Wayne Memorial, who is a top 10 Division I team. They took on Hanover Horton in their district semifinals on Wednesday. A little bit more of a battle. Hanover Horton came out with their A game, especially defensively. Held Grass Lake to just three free throws in the first quarter. No other field goals. But Reese Lake, 35 points. Tremendous game leading the way for Grass Lake in that one. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, starting lineups and tip-off for you next for the district championship between Lumen Christie and Grass Lake on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialists will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com. Your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away. Hello,
Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Tip-off between Lumen Christi and Grass Lake. A game, by the way, that has been sold out since last night and was a packed house an hour before tip-off. Connor Dockery with you from Napoleon High School. Starting five for Grass Lake. It is Reese Lape, Maya Vigalon, Leah Starkey, Kira Cook, and Adeline Jarko. Head coach is April Saltz. Meanwhile, as you can already hear, the student section here, both of them. For Lumen Christi, we got Kenna Hunt, Lily Ganton, Lucy Rozek, Ruby Boyce, and Paige LaFear as the jump ball wrestled away by Lape. As we've got a whistle by the official, she was driving through the lane. They're going to redo the jump ball, as that was not legal. Yeah, Lape just kind of wrestled it away from Hunt. What a jump ball, by the way. Hunt and Lape, two of the best in the state right here. And they're going to restart the clock at the full 8 minutes as well. Man, what a crowd already. By the way, phenomenal national anthem by the Lumen Christi student section. Jump ball won by Hunt, and the Lady Titans with the first possession of the district championship now underway at Napoleon. Double team near half court, swings it near side for LaFear. Now looking for the cross court pass in the corner for Rozek, intercepted nearly by Starkey. Ball is rolling all over the place, rolls out of bounds at half court. Last touch by Lumen. So Grass Lake forcing a turnover on Lumen Christie's first possession. Grass Lake now inbounding on the far sideline into the backcourt for Adeline Jarko. Grass Lake going from left to right on your radio dial. Swing pass on the far side for Lape. Guarded by Hunt. What a one-on-one matchup. Into the corner. Three ball. Cook up and in. Grass Lake takes the first lead over Lumen Christi. Approaching the 50-second mark of this first quarter. Pass for LaFear near half court. She's harassed. And then Kira Cook is going to force the jump ball. Able to get her hand on that one. And it'll be Grass Lake ball. So two Lumen possessions, two turnovers. Grass Lake coming out with fire in this one. Lape has it in the backcourt. She's met at midcourt by Hunt. And Hunt trying to strip it away. She can't. And she'll be called on the reaching foul. Her first, team's first. Grass Lake inbounds on the far sideline. 1 minute in, leading 3-0. Near half court for Adeline Jarko. Guarded out there by Lily Ganton. Dribbles, hands off for Cook. Cut off by LaFear. Hand off for Lape. Has a wide open lane. Eurostep layup up. Off the mark. Doesn't get the call. Gets her own rebound. Blocked, but fouled. And we will get some Grass Lake free throws out of this, our first attempts of the night. It's going to be on Lily Ganton, her first. Man, you can't even hear. You can't even hear the PA announcer here. That is how loud this gym is. Just unbelievable atmosphere here. First free throw for Lake is up and in. Free throws. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Tonight's coverage also brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning and County National Bank as Lape makes both free throws. It's 5-0 Grass Lake. 1:15 into this first quarter. Hunt has it up top. She's trapped. Splits the defense into the near side corner. Ganton fires the three. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Put back up. No, but a foul as Lucy Rozek will go to the line for two, trying to put Lumen Christie on the board in this first quarter. Foul is going to be on Leah Starkey, her first team's first. Tonight's postseason coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Industrial Steel Treating as Rozek makes the first free throw, gets Lumen Christie their first point. Interesting note as well with Lumen Christie's student section, a ton of different sports jerseys that everybody's wearing. A lot of NBA jerseys, although I must say I'm a little disappointed. I don't see a Denver Nugget jersey in there. Lucy Rozek makes both free throws. And Lumen Christie now trails by three. Full court pressure. Hunt trying to cut off Lape. She's able to get it into the front court. Now pass into the paint for Starkey. Puts it up. No. Offensive rebound for Lape through the lane. She can't get it to fall. And Lumen Christie going the other way. Looks like the officials going to let some contact go as Hunt through the lane. That one's off. Gets her own rebound. Put back up and in on the reverse. Lumen Christie pulls to within 1, 2 minutes into this first quarter. Grass Lake the other way into the near side corner for Cook. Back to Lape, nearly stripped away. Able to shuffle it back to Vigalon. Drives through the lane. Eurostep layup in and out. Rebound for Lumen. Gets it off to Kenna Hunt, who brings it into the front court. Double team with the zone. Lobs it into the corner for Rozek. Head fake on the three. Drives through. Lays it up and in off the glass. Lumen, first lead of the game. Quick 6-0 scoring run. Leading now 6-5. 2.5 minutes into this first quarter. Backcourt for Maya Vigalon. Trapped. Now able to pass up ahead for Adeline Jarko. Shovels it down low for Cook. Back for Jarko. Loses the dribble. And that's going to be a Grass Lake turnover. Going to have a substitution. Elise Bullock checks in for Kiera Cook for Grass Lake. Man, this is everything high school basketball is meant to be right here, folks. This is like an intense college crowd right here. Hunt into the front court, lofts it in the corner for Rozek. Head fake. She's cut off on the baseline, and she falls. Tries to pass outside, but it's intercepted by Bullock. Grass Lake the other way. Bullock onto the far side for Lape. Sidestep. Jumps in for a two. Blocked away by Ruby Boyce. Grass Lake holds on to the possession. They'll inbound on the left side of the basket. 5 minutes left in the first. Grass Lake trails by one. Inbound to Vigalon. Gives it right back to Bullock. Stopped on the low block. Bounce pass outside for Lape. Guarded one-on-one by Kenna Hunt. Crossover through the lane. Stopped at the right elbow and kicks it back out for Vigalon. Drives through the lane. Tough shot. Off glass and in. That stops a short 6-0 run for Lumen Christie. And Grass Lake regains the lead. 7-6, 4:30 left in quarter number one. Hunt and Lafier. Couple passes back and forth near half court. Hunt off the screen. Drives through. Now down low for Ganton, who cannot score on the block. Rebound down to Vigalon. And she's going to be harassed the whole way up the floor, able to get it up to Lape. Lape through the lane, poked away by Rozek, stolen. Rozek has it the other way, nearly intercepted, goes right to the basket, lays it up and in. Lucy Rozek with 6 of Lumen's 8, and Lumen Christie back in front by 1. I expect this to be the case probably all game, back and forth as a bad pass by Reese Lape. Overthrew it for Jarko on the left wing, and the ball sails out of bounds. So Lumen will inbound on the far sideline. In the backcourt, Ganton inbounds to Hunt. Less than 4 minutes to play in this first quarter. Lumen by one, fakes the screen. Now in the far side corner, Rozek, deep three. That one's too strong. Rebound down to Bullock. And then stripped away out of bounds by Paige Lafier, but it'll stay with the Lady Warriors as we have a substitution back into the game for Grass Lake. It'll be Adeline Jarko replacing Reese Lape, who needs a quick break here. By the way, I did see Braden Lape in the parking lot coming into this one. Probably on spring break at this point, but you know he's not missing this one. Top of the key with Maya Vigalon. Going to be stopped by Boyce. Swings it over for Hadley White, who also just checked in. Back over for Jarko off the screen into the near side corner. Three ball up and offline for Bullock. And we're going to have a over-the-back foul committed by Kira Cook. That's her first, team's second. And Lumen Christie goes the other direction. 3:19 left in the first, leading Grass Lake 8-7 in this district championship at Napoleon High School. Kenna Hunt across the timeline, swings it over for Rozek. Double team coming in, now back over for Hunt. Turns on the Jets now, near side for Ganton. One more pass down low for Lafier. Right hook up, right hook in. 3-point lead for Lumen. Quick passes up the floor to beat the press. Down to White. Hunt able to strip it away and force the jump ball. What hustle by the sophomore. And the possession arrow will grant Lumen Christie the possession. Both teams with a jump ball force tonight. Aaron O'Dowd into the game, sending Lily Ganton to the bench. Here comes Kenna Hunt for the Lady Titans. 2:49 left in quarter number one. 3-point game. Lumen in front. Near side for Lafier. To the top of the key. Back over for Hunt. Double team coming in. Now into the far side corner for Rozek. She's cut off, and a foul going to be called on Kira Cook. On the blocking foul. Tried to cut her off, but ended up tripping her. That's her second. And she's going to be replaced by Leah Starkey. Lumen Christie inbounds on the right side of the basket. They'll actually switch it to the far sideline. Lafier, the inbounder. Inbound to Hunt on the bounce pass. Closely guarded by Starkey, but backs off with the zone. Screen on the left for Boyce. Going to pull it back outside. Another screen right side now, and then sets another one on the left. Pull up three. Kenna Hunt. That one rolls off the rim. Rebound comes down to Adeline Jarko. Here come the Lady Warriors the other way. Vigalon through the lane. Tried to dump it off in the paint, but it's intercepted by O'Dowd. Lobs it for the fast break for Kenna Hunt. Goes right into Vigalon. Can't finish. Gets her own rebound. Put back. No. Gets her own rebound again. Fall away on the shot. And she gets that one to fall third times the charm for Kenna Hunt. And it's now an extended 12-2 scoring run for Lumen Christie after they fell into a quick 5-0 hole. 1:45 left in the first quarter. Reese Lape now has it on the near side for Vigalon. Gets the screen on the left. Vigalon sidestep three. That one's wide left. And the long rebound out to Boyce. Defense recovers quickly, however. No fast break this time for Lumen. And O'Dowd is going to hold on to it. Harassed. And swings it back over for Boyce. Takes a couple dribbles. Trying to pass it down low. Pass tipped. Gets it right back. Has it on the low block. And the ball tipped out of bounds by Jarko. It'll stay with Lumen Christie on the right side of the basket. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Rozek, the inbounder for Lumen, bounce pass in the corner for Ganton. Gets the screen from Hunt. Going to cut back inside as we get a Hunt handoff now. Has it outside. Guarded one-on-one by Vigalon now. Set back. Three ball up and in for Kenna Hunt with the defender right there. 15-2 scoring run for Lumen, up by 8. 1 minute left in the first. Grass Lake needs to put points on the board. Lape loses the dribble, and Rozek there strips it away. Couple of players diving on it, and Grass Lake able to shuffle it back out for Starkey. Corner three, too strong by Bullock, and then the rebound fought for between O'Dowd and Lape. Couple of elbows thrown in there, and it looks like we're going to have the jump ball called, and Grass Lake. No, they're going to give it to Lumen. Wow. Maybe an out of bounds right there. Maybe a player for Grass Lake was out of bounds. Oh no, they will correct it. Okay, I was right. So they did have Lumen going the other way, but now they do correct it. Grass Lake, the inbounder, right side of the basket with Elise Bullock. 45 seconds left in the first. It's 15-7 Lumen over Grass Lake. Trying to get it to Lape. She does score immediately on the inbound. Catch and shoot beneath the basket. That ends an extended 15-2 run. pulls Grass Lake within six. 35 seconds left in the first quarter. For Rozek, bounce pass over for Kenna Hunt. Defender closes in, it's Bullock. Lofts it back over for Rozek on the near side. Double team coming in, able to strip it loose out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Lucy Rozek. And that's a great defensive strip there by Elise Bullock. She heads to the bench. She's going to be replaced by Maya Vigalon. Gets the inbound to Lape in the backcourt, back to Vigalon. 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Grass Lake, they'll try to work for the last shot here. Dribbles near half court, harassed by Rozek. Drives through the lane, floater on the low. Block is up and in for Maya Vigalon, her second score. Pulls Grass Lake back within four. 5 seconds left. Hunt on the baseline. Fall away jumper offline. And the ball poked out of bounds by Grass Lake. Lumen Christie will get an inbound with 1.4 seconds left in quarter number one. It'll be on the far sideline with Lily Ganton. Free throw line extended right here. Inbound to Hunt. Catch, shoot, three. Too strong. And that will end a very entertaining first quarter here from Napoleon High School as Lumen Christie leads 15-11 over Grass Lake. 60-second timeout. Second quarter coming your way next. You got the girls' district championship on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Imagine it's cold and frigid and your home's heater just quit. Sometimes your home's heating system is beyond repair and needs to be replaced. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer, their customer specialist will take the frustration out of the equation. They're experienced in everything from boilers to furnaces, heat pumps, and ductwork. Call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com, your local authorized Amana dealer.
Comfort is just a call away.
This is the famous Bud Light beer. It's not easy to brew beer this easy to drink. It takes attention to detail to get something to taste this smooth. Which is why Bud Light is tasted by brewmasters every step of the way. Hey, it's a tough job, but for you and your friends, it's worth it. Bud Light. We don't just brew beer. We brew beer for friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
15-11, Lumen Christie leads over Grass Lake. Connor Dockery with you from Napoleon High School. Lumen Christie with the first possession of the second quarter, wearing their home white uniforms, green numbers. Meanwhile, for Grass Lake, wearing their road navy uniforms, white numbers trimmed in gold. A lot of stealing, swiping away happening right here as Grass Lake going to be called on the reach at the end of the day. They nearly got it away a few times and almost got a jump ball call, but they're actually going to get the reach in on Adeline Jarko, her first team's first. Lobbing it into the backcourt for Hunt, and it's going to be poked out of bounds by Reese Lape. Entertaining matchup right there, as I mentioned. These two players are going to be guarding each other a lot tonight. In the backcourt, bounce pass for Kenna Hunt. And Lape is going to back off. She's going to instead meet her at half court. Hunt dribbles it onto the near sideline. Able to loft it over for Lafier. Lobs it down low for Ganton. Gets it and scores on the low block after the defender blew on by trying to intercept it. Instead, left her wide open. Bit of a gamble there, but Grass Lake lost. 17-11. Lumen up. Grass Lake the other way for Vigalon in the corner. Cook for three. Nothing but net. That's her second long ball of the half. And that pulls Grass Lake to within three. It seemed like Grass Lake, once Lumen Christie went on that extended 15-2 run in the first quarter, they were starting to get a little bit rattled, but they look like they've settled back in as Rozek can't answer in the corner on her own three. But an offensive rebound for Boyce, put back, results in a foul. And Ruby Boyce heads to the line for two. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. And that's the third personal foul on Kira Cook. Second team foul. Takes a dribble. First free throw up and in. First point of the game for Ruby Boyce. Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, as well as Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, as Boyce makes both free throws. extends Bloomin' Christie's lead back out to 5. Cook is going to head to the bench with her 3 fouls, replaced by Elise Bullock. Here come the Lady Warriors the other way. Some half-court pressure from Lumen. Lape has it over the Pirate logo at midcourt here at Napoleon. For Bullock, drives through the lane, and she's going to miss. Great late contest by Hunt. She has it now going the other way. And we're going to have a foul in the backcourt against Lumen Christie. No, against Grass Lake. Bullock, wow. That was a late call for how that play was developing. Lumen Christie trying to strike before Grass Lake's defense set. That's going to be the first on Bullock. Third team foul already on Grass Lake for the second quarter. We're only 90 seconds in. Kenna Hunt passes on the far side for Paige Lafier. Now on the far side corner. Too high on the pass for Rozek. And that's a Lumen turnover. Got a substitution. Aaron O'Dowd coming in for Lafier. Grass Lake ready to go in the backcourt. Gets the inbound for Lape and gives it back over for Vigalon to bring the ball into the front court. Across the timeline, met by Rozek. Screen on the right by Bullock, goes to the left. Drive stopped on the left baseline. Back outside for Jarko. Drives around the free throw line now for Bullock. Through the lane, bounce pass, and back out to the perimeter. Jarko has it, hesitates, doesn't fire. Floater on the right block. That one gets the friendly bounce for the first Adeline Jarko score. That pulls Grass Lake within 3. 6 minutes left in the first half. Rozek has it near half court. Back over for Kenna Hunt. Dribbles into a double team. Back over for Rozek. Holds onto it for a moment. Double team comes in from the zone. Back for Hunt. Looking for a screen. Now a baseball pass into the paint. Back outside. Ooh, we got a travel. Rozek was going to fire the 3, but then Lape came in with a late contest. Made Rozek think twice, and she ended up coming back down with it. Called on a travel. Grass Lake ball the other way. They can tie with a 3. Lape dribbles behind her back, but loses it. And a fight for it on the ground. It's going to be kept by Lape. Lofts it down low for Starkey, who then draws the foul in the lane. We'll be shooting 2 Aspen 1-hour free throws. It's going to be against Ruby Boyce, her first team's first. So Leah Starkey at the line for 2. No points yet tonight, but she's not able to make the first free throw. Postseason coverage of high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow, brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning, and industrial steel treating. Second free throw up and in for Starkey. That pulls Grass Lake within 2, 19-17, 5.5 left in half number 1. Hunt gets it into the front court, over for Rozek. Couple quick passes now. Boyce up top, back for Rozek. Cut off now, trying to get it over for Hunt. Nearly lost the dribble, but able to be kept by Boyce now for Hunt. Pull up on the right elbow. Up and in. That is a tough one. 21-17. Lumen leads. Grass Lake ball on the far side for Jarko. Pass deflected by Ganton. And then O'Dowd is going to dive on the floor. Have the jump ball forced by... No. Looks like head coach Scott Stein got in there and called a timeout. Reese Lape wants an explanation. She's not happy with that. But we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Back in 30 seconds, this is Girls Playoff Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
21-17, Lumen Christie out of the timeout. Over Grass Lake, 5 minutes left in the second quarter. No score update yet for our other game, Michigan Center and Western over at Harper Creek. A delayed start, apparently, with that thunderstorm. We did have a severe thunderstorm warning here in Jackson County up until 6:15. which is crazy. Severe thunderstorm a week after we got snow, but that's Michigan for you. Ken Hunt outside, drives through, pull-up jumper 8 feet out, off the mark. Rebound fought for, and it's going to be poked out of bounds by Reese Lape, and it'll stay with the Lady Titans, inbounding on the left side of the basket with Kenna Hunt. Inbound to the corner for Boyce, back outside for Ganton. Looking for a pass inside, gets it to the corner for Rozek, off the screen, three ball, up and in! Lucy Rozek extends Lumens Christie lead out to seven. Meanwhile, quickly the other way for Elise Bullock to beat that press. Gets fouled before her layup attempt. And there will be an inbound on the baseline for Grass Lake. Fouls on Paige LaFear, her first, team second. Make it Aaron O'Dowd on the foul as Grass Lake inbounds for Vigalon on the right, guarded by Rozek. Dribbles to the top of the key. Screen coming from Lape. Trying to go through the lane. Can't shake Hunt now. Switching on her. And then Grass Lake head coach April Saltz needs to call time. Trying to chat things over with her Lady Warriors. So we'll step aside as well. 4 minutes left in the half. Grass Lake trails Lumen Christie by seven. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hey, folks. It's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Grass Lake ball out of the timeout, trailing Lumen 24-17, now 24-19 with the foul. Reese Lape gets the inbound, scores immediately, and draws the contact. Goes to the line for the and one. Foul's going to be called on Ruby Boyce, her second. So Reese Lape at the line for an Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw. Man, Grass Lake needed that. They really needed a big momentum swing back their way, but she's got to shoot free throws with a loud Lumen Christie student section to her left, but she shrugs off the pressure and is able to drain it. That brings Grass Lake within four. Lumen the other way, 3:50 left in the second quarter. Passes the free throw line for Boyce, lobbing it down low for Rozek, and intercepted by Jarko. Outlet pass, 2-on-2, pull up at the left free throw line. That one is up and in for Elise Bullock. A quick run for Grass Lake, an extended 8-5 run. Out of the timeout, trailing by two now. Lumen now trying to get the momentum back their way. Kenna Hunt trapped in the corner, picks up her dribble, and ripped away by Reese Lape, but they're actually going to call the jump ball. I mean, it's going to be Grass Lake ball anyways, but what effort by the junior. One superstar ripping it away from the other superstar. She secures the possession for her team, and on the inbound, Lape into the backcourt for Vigalon, met out there by Lucy Rozek. Lumen playing man-to-man defense as the pass on the far side tipped out of bounds by Hunt. It'll stay with the Lady Warriors. Bullock on the inbound for Jarko, and stolen away by Hunt. 2-on-0. Hunt outrunning everybody for Grass Lake to lay that one up and in. Unbelievable athleticism. There was two players right there that she just sprinted past, and we've got a technical foul on Kenna Hunt, it looks like. It's either that or Reese Lape. It was one of the two number ones on the floor. officials having a conversation right here. If anything, they might have gotten Kenna Hunt on maybe some showboating here, maybe some words exchanged. And it looks like it will be a technical foul against Kenna Hunt. So she will get credited with her personal foul as well. That's her second. Team's fourth. And Reese Lape at the line for the technical free throws, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. First free throw misses to the celebration of the Lumen Christi packed student section to her left. Taking up the ship, the Napoleon student section area here at the Pirate Dome. Reese Lape does make the second free throw, and Grass Lake will keep possession with Bullock inbounding on the far side. Inbound for Jarko, guarded by Ganton. Now back for Lape. Cuts on the far side, cut off by Hunt. Ball intercepted by Ganton. Two on one the other way. Pass tipped over, but Hunt collects it anyways. Drives on the baseline. Pull-up jumper over Lape. That one's off. Great contest, and Lape with the rebound. Grass Lake the other way. Within one possession on the near side for Jarko. Head fake. Floater on the baseline. That one's off the heel. Rebound to Rozek. Trapped by three Grass Lake Lady Warriors, and a foul's going to be called. It's going to be on Reese Lape, her first, team's fourth. So both teams with four team fouls. Last 2:22 of the half. Lumen Christi up three. Every defensive foul the rest of the quarter will result in free throws. Hunt into the front court for Paige Lafier, who dribbles to the top of the key. Now coming in on the far side for Hunt. Player fell down. She's going to fire the three. That one's left short. Rebound for Boyce. Takes a dribble. Goes back up with it and scores. Lumen Christi able to keep Grass Lake at arm's length here. 5-point lead now. Less than 2 minutes to play in the half. Lape off the screen. Drives through. Shuffles it back out. And they're going to call a blocking foul as Lape hit the deck. That's going to be against Lafier, her first. As I mentioned, Grass Lake now in the bonus. So two free throws coming for Lape. Hadley White checks in for Leah Starkey for Grass Lake. Lape first free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. That one misses. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. Second free throw up and in, so two for her last four for Reese Lape at the line. Boyce subs out for Aaron O'Dowd for Lumen Christi. 1:45 left in this first half. Lumen leads by four. Pass to the near side for Lucy Rozek. Takes a couple dribbles to the top of the key. Lumen's led by as many as 8 points in this one in Grass Lake. They have not led since the game was 7-6, which was just before that 15-2 run. As we're going to have a foul, Reese Lape running straight into the screen set by Paige Lafier. Lafier hits the deck. That's going to be the second personal foul on Lape, sending Paige Lafier to the line for two bonus free throws, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 1:26 left in the first half. She can extend the lead out to six with two makes, for which she misses the first attempt. Going to have a substitution here. Kenna Hunt goes to the bench, replaced by Tristan Johnson. So we'll see if Grass Lake can strike here with Kenna Hunt taking a breather. Second free throw also off by Lafier. Comes up empty. Grass Lake the other way. Lape coast to coast. Takes the bump. Didn't get the whistle. Floater is off. Rebound comes down for Grass Lake. Outside three. Vigalon too strong. And on the box out, we have another foul. This is going to be against Lumen, it looks like. Too physical on the box out there, apparently, for Paige Lafier, her second. And Grass Lake shooting more bonus free throws here, this time with Adeline Jarko. 2 points so far for the Lady Warriors. Leading scorer for Grass Lake is none other than Reese Lape with 9. First free throw in and out for Jarko. Kenna Hunt back in, so it was just that one possession, sending Johnson back to the bench. Kenna Hunt leads all players in the scoring column, however, with 11. Lucy Rozek just behind her with 9 on Lumen's side. As in and out on the second free throw for Jarko, but then Paige Lafier boxing out on the rebound. She tipped it and then let it go out of bounds. So that's a free possession for Grass Lake right there. Not sure what she was doing, but Jensen back in. Going to send Hunt back to the bench. I see what they're doing now, defensive purposes. They don't want Hunt to get personal foul number 3. Down low for White on the inbound, able to put it up and in. Her first score off the bench, and that is a 2-point lead now, only for Lumen Christie with the ball. Final 60 seconds of the half in the corner. 3 ball up, 3-point off. Offensive rebound for Johnson. That one's also off. And Grass Lake, they can tie or take the lead here. Vigo on coast to coast, pull up jumper on the glass is in. Did she call bank? Doesn't matter. This thing is tied. 35 seconds left in the first half. Rozek has it top of the key. Bounce pass over for Johnson. Takes the foul from behind by Elise Bullock. And this will send Tristan Johnson to the line for 2. Kenna Hunt will check in for her. If she at least makes the second free throw. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 28 all. District Championship. One of these teams moves on to the regional semifinals at Lumen Christie on Monday. One of these teams' season comes to an end as Kenna Hunt will instead check in for Aaron O'Dowd. And the other 4 Lady Titans will go into the backcourt, leaving Tristan Johnson all alone at the line with Grass Lake's players as she makes the second, makes both free throws. Puts Lumen back up by 2. Final 25 seconds of the second quarter. Reese Lape walks it to the top of the key. Lumen Christie adjusting now to a 2-3 zone. They were playing man-to-man for the majority of the half. Now on the far side corner, head fake for Lape on the 3, doesn't pull. Goes down low instead for Bullock, and then we got to have a reaching foul on Lumen. That's going to be against Tristan Johnson. Her first, and more bonus free throws for Grass Lake. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. 9 seconds left on the second quarter clock otherwise, as the first free throw wide left for Bullock, and a miss. Again, that's not easy to shoot free throws with a very hostile student section just to your left. Ruby Boyce checks in for Tristan Johnson. Second free throw, got it. 1 of 2 that trip. Pulls Grass Lake within 1. Kenna Hunt quickly in the front court, 5 seconds left. Goes right to the basket, lays it up, and in! And 1 with the contact. Kenna Hunt with a huge score with the foul going into halftime. And she showed it. We learned last year with Kenna Hunt as a freshman, she is not afraid to let her emotions be known. Let's out a loud cheer after that score. So Kenna Hunt at the line for 1. Free throw off. Rebound with 3 seconds left. Half court heave by Lape. That one's off. And that leads us to our halftime score of 32-29, Lumen Christie over Grass Lake. This has been a fun one. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. And when we come back, we're going to break down this first half of play from our girls' district championship from Napoleon High School. Back in a moment on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh'sAffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are at halftime for our girls' district championship here at Napoleon High School. Between Lumen Christie and Grass Lake, it is Lumen with the 32-29 lead at the first half break. So, man, what a first half. Again, I've said it time and time again. This place was jam-packed already, basically like at 100% capacity an hour before this game started. I mean, this, you could just feel it walking in that this game was something else. This ain't your ordinary district championship game. This was a game between two of the best teams, not only in the county, not only in Division III, but in the entire state of Michigan. And to have a playoff matchup this early is crazy, but just the fact that how talented these two teams are, one of these teams is going home tonight, and it's clear neither of these teams going down without a fight. So first half, Grass Lake started great. First 2 minutes or so, they forced a couple of turnovers and they were able to get a couple quick scores. They led 5-0 before Lumen finally got going. They went on a mini 6-0 run. Grass Lake then got another bucket, retook the lead 7-6. And then from that point, Lumen went on a 9-0 run and an extended 15-2 run to take a 15-7 lead. That was their large lead of the game, 8 points. But since then, Grass Lake, it's been, they get close, Lumen builds a little bit of a lead. Grass Lake gets close, Lumen builds a little bit of a lead. That kind of tug of war right there. We were able to see Grass Lake tie the game at 28 apiece right there at the end of the first half. But it was Lumen finishing with a flurry, able to score four of the last 6 points there. Four of the last 5 points there. Just one free throw there for Grass Lake in that stretch to build what you see now, that three-point lead on the board. But we've seen a couple of different defenses, some man, some zone for both teams defensively. But, hey, Lumen, if they can keep getting Kenna Hunt going and keep having her feed her teammates and stay out of foul trouble too, she's got two personal fouls, then Lumen Christie, they'll try to rebuild that lead. But Grass Lake, Reese Lape has two personal fouls too. Kira Cook with three. So Grass Lake, if they can hunker down, get some stops defensively, if they can regain the lead, that should be interesting to see if they can try to build a lead. Reese Lape, the leading scorer for Grass Lake with nine. Kenna Hunt for Lumen Christie, she has 13. Lucy Rozek with nine. So what a fun first half. Just a spectacular environment, spectacular game. Should be a fun finish. But that'll do it for the halftime report. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll have the second half of action for you from Napoleon High School. It's the girls' district championship between Lumen Christie and Grass Lake right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. As a Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Second half about to get underway from Napoleon High School. Lumen Christie with the first possession of the third. They lead 32-29. Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. We do have a score update. Last I've seen, 13-9. Western had the lead over Michigan Center over at Harper Creek High School. in that district championship. A little bit of a delayed start there with the thunderstorm. Blumen, a couple passes back and forth, and it's stolen away on the pass by Lape. 2-on-1, and a foul on the other end with Kiara Cook. Not only back in the game, but at the line for 2 free throws, brought to you by Aspen Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. So Lumen Christie, quick turnover right there. That's going to be the third foul on Ruby Boyce as well. So both teams with a starter in foul trouble. First Cook free throw, too strong. She had 6 points, 2 3-pointers before she had to sit with foul trouble. Aaron O'Dowd checks in for Ruby Boyce. Lumen. Looks like we got a spot that Kira Cook's trying to wipe off. I'm not sure what we got. I don't think it's blood. We had a long blood timeout in the district semifinal between Grass Lake and Hanover Horton on Wednesday. Someone got a bloody nose that required a lengthy delay. They're cleaning something up on Kira Cook. I'm not sure what the problem is, but it looks like she's good to go. We do have a score update. 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Western leads 18-15 over Michigan Center. And we got a lane violation on Cook as she shot the second free throw. She made it, but it didn't count because of that lane violation. Wow, you don't see those very often. So she goes empty there. Technically went 1 for 2, but of course didn't count. 32-29, Lumen leads with the ball going from left to right on your radio dial for the second half. O'Dowd back outside for Hunt, drives through the lane, hesitates, fires the jumper over tough defense from Vigelon, and it's going to be rebounded by Starkey. Great defense there. Three-pointer in the corner. Jarko off the heel. Long rebound pulled down by Starkey. Goes right to Lape, who scores beneath the basket. That pulls Grass Lake within 1. 1 minute into the third quarter. On the far side for Lafier, harassed by Lape. Back over for O'Dowd. Now more passes, gets it to Kenna Hunt on the right side. Grass Lake back in their 1-3-1 zone, back in the corner. 3-ball, Rozek off the mark. Offensive rebound for Ganton. Another try for Lumen through the lane. Lafier, floater, couldn't get the friendly bounce. Rebound tipped down, Lafier has it again, goes back up with it, left short, gets another rebound, and stripped away out of bounds by Jarko. It'll stay with Lumen, inbounding on the left side of the basket. It'll be Rozek throwing it in. Gets it into Hunt in the corner. Jab step. Wants to shoot the 3. Doesn't pop it over Lape. Drives past her. Crafty layup. Left short. She wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Recovers quickly. Tries to get in front of Lape. As we got a pass in the corner. 3-pointer. Cook up and in. That is the presence that Grass Lake sorely lacked in the first half with her in foul trouble. She's got 3 long balls. And Grass Lake leads by 2. It's their first lead since 7-6 in the first quarter. But on the other end, we got a reach-in foul on Reese Lape. That's her 3rd. You know she's got to be careful the rest of the way. Lumen Christie with the ball and trailing here to Grass Lake. We're 2 minutes into the second half. Hunt swinging on the far side near half court for Lafier. Dribbles into the zone. Now lobs it down low for O'Dowd. Goes up with it as the defender flew by, and she scores on the block. 34 all. 5:38 left in the third. Grass Lake ball. Jarko has it on the far side. Cut off by Rozek at the free throw line extended. Left side now for Cook. Crosses over, drives through the lane. Stopped. Tried to split the defense. Passes back out for Jarko. Now on the right for Vigelon. Fires the 3. Wide right. Rebound for Rozek. Here comes Lumen the other way. Rozek quickly goes right to the basket. Takes a tough shot. Good defense there by Vigelon. And the rebound touched out of bounds by O'Dowd. It'll stay with the Lady Warriors. Lumen Christie led by 8 in the first quarter, and there was one point they led by 7 in the second quarter. But Grass Lake, both times, able to dig out of that hole. 34 all. Vigalon quickly to the right wing, guarded by Rozek. Gets the screen on the left. Kicks to the near side corner. Jarko on the baseline. Tough shot. That one's off. Rebound pulled down by O'Dowd. And here comes Lumen the other way. Kenna Hunt has it. Drives through. Hesitates. Off the block and up and in. 15 for Kenna Hunt. Lumen back in front. 36-34. 4:40 left as we got the Lumen Christie student section. Channing defense. Far side for Vigalon. Picks up her dribble on the Jim Dutton court logo. Tries to swing it over near side for Bullock. Nearly out of bounds. Able to pick it up. Back to the far side corner. Head fake by Jarko on the back door. Cut for Bullock. Puts it up. No, but a foul called. And we'll get two free throws for Grass Lake. That's going to be a foul on Erin O'Dowd, her second. And we got two Aspen 1 hour free throws coming up. She makes both. This game's tied again. Tonight's coverage brought to you by The Brokerage House, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, etc., and Wilby Transit Mix. First free throw up and in for Elise Bullock. She's got 4. One more free throw. Made it. Rattled in. She's got 5, and we're tied again at 36. 4:15 left in the third. Kenna Hunt has it, double teamed in the half court. Swings it to the near side corner and nearly intercepted by Vigalon, but she was falling out of bounds. Tried to save it, and oh, wow, that official nearly completely blew that call. That was clearly out on Vigalon. He initially signaled that it was Grass Lake ball, but then the other official corrected that. So Lumen Christie inbounding on the right side of the basket, trying to regain the lead here. Goes up top for Ganton. Now off the back screen, goes back up top with Kenna Hunt. Off the screen, sidestep, 3 ball, left short. Rebound for Vigalon. Quickly into the front court, bounce pass in transition, going to be tipped away and intercepted by Lafier. 2-on-1 the other way. Kenna Hunt goes right to the rim, layup on the left hand is up and in. 2-point lead for the Lady Titans. 3:43 left in the third quarter. Vigalon on top of the key for Cook. Sidestep, stops at the free throw line, and she walks, trying to pass it over for Bullock. Both teams doing a pretty decent job of taking care of the basketball. Not many unforced turnovers. Shows the quality of these two teams. So disciplined. As a couple passes back and forth with Lafier and Hunt, trying to move that zone defense. Now near half court. Pass fake over, splits the defense. Now on her knees, and they will call the traveling. Tried to split that tough defense, that zone, with Jarko and Bullock. Forced that mistake. Grass Lake the other direction. Maya Vigalon has it, guarded out there by Rozek. Lumen Christie back in their man defense. Pass into the corner. Intercepted by O'Dowd. And Lumen gets the ball right back. And here comes Kenna Hunt up the floor. She's going to be met with a trap immediately. Gets it up ahead to Rozek. Drives through the lane. Splits the D. Layup up. Doesn't get the bounce. And the rebound poked out of bounds by Ganton. It'll be Grass Lake ball the other way. With Leah Starkey checking in for Maya Vigalon. For Grass Lake, 3 minutes left in this third. Grass Lake with the ball trailing by 2. It's probably going to be very close, probably within 1 or 2 possessions the rest of the way. Driving on the baseline, Cook, she's cut off. Back out for Lape. Now swing it to the right wing for Jarko and then for Bullock in the corner. Pass fake, picks it up, now back for Cook. Dribbles back outside, had the hair in her face briefly. And she had to wave that out of the way. Bounce pass over near side for Reese Lape. Now pass in the far side corner, Jarko. Dribbles back outside, now swing it to the near side corner for Cook. Dangerous pass, and it's going to be tipped away by Lafier. Jump ball is going to be forced between Lafier and Cook, and that will keep the possession with Grass Lake. Inbounding on the left side of the basket. 2:15 left in the third. Westlake can tie with a two, regain the lead with a three. Bullock, the inbounder, inbound to Jarko, dribbles back out to the near side wing. Now through the lane, floater up and in off the glass. Jarko with four. We're tied at 38. This is the third different tie we've had in this quarter. 2 minutes left in the third. Into the front court on the zone. Pass down low. Tipped out of bounds by Lape. Looking for Rozek on the cut. But Lape anticipating it there, and it'll be an inbound on the right side of the basket. Got a substitution. Ellen Thompson getting her first playing time here. Sending Aaron O'Dowd to the bench for Lumen. Trying to get in for Hunt. Does get it into her on the near side corner. Backing down her defender for Bullock. Fall away jumper up and in. Kenna Hunt, just such a good scorer. Such a soft touch. And she's got 19. Lumen back up by two. 1:35 left in the third. Into the corner for Bullock. Head fake. Drives through the lane. Step through. Late foul call. They're going to have Ellen Thompson on the foul. So Elise Bullock at the line for two. Aspen 1 hour free throws. Tonight's postseason coverage of the Girls District Championship brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning, and industrial steel treating, as well as Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools, with the first free throw up and in for Bullock. Got a score update, Western 20-17, lead over Michigan Center at halftime at Harper Creek. Both free throws in for Bullock. We're tied again at 40. 90 seconds left in the third. Kenna Hunt far side for Lafier. Back for Hunt in the backcourt. Now lobs it into the near side corner for Rozek. Drives through. Trap coming in. Able to turn. Shoot and get fouled. We'll see Rozek back to the line for two Lumen free throws. Fouls on Leah Starkey, her second. Man, this game in the first half, a game of runs. Both teams going on their runs. Lumen mostly led in that first half. And then here in this third quarter so far, back and forth and trading the lead, trading ties. As Lucy Rozek makes the first free throw, she's the second Lady Titan at double digits. And she makes both now with 11. 42-40. Near side pass for Grass Lake through the lane for Bullock on the far side. Lape, wide open triple. It's an air ball. Offensive rebound for Cook, who puts it up and in. Cook has been spectacular. Boy, she's really stepped up for Grass Lake tonight. She's been answering the call. Another tie, 42 all. 55 seconds left in the third. Back and forth passes with Lumen, Lafier, and Hunt. Near half court, back for Lafier on the left side. Trying to get it to free throw line for Boyce, nearly tipped. And gets a handoff for Hunt. Trap comes in, dribbles away from it. Now drives through the lane, stopped at the free throw line, pops the jumper in and out. Rebound for Reese Lape. And here comes Grass Lake the other way. Cook, top of the key, shuffles back to Jarko. Fires the three, that's too strong. And off Lape and out of bounds. Lape wanted a foul call with the box out by Lafier. But I'm telling you, they've been letting a moderate level of contact go in this one. It's been even for both ways. 42 all. Lumen trying to regain the lead again. Substitution, Rachel Palmer getting her first playing time for Grass Lake, sending Adeline Jarko to the bench. Here come the Lady Titans with the last 20 seconds of the third quarter. Passing the far side for Lucy Rozek. Trap coming in with the zone. Now going to cut near half court again. Screen coming from Hunt. Turns the corner. Pulls it back near side. 8 seconds to work with on the third quarter clock. Stop. Back outside for Boyce. Gets the handoff for Rozek. Fires the deep three. Up and in at the third quarter buzzer. Lucy Rozek with a huge shot to put Lumen up by three. Going into the fourth and final quarter. 45-42. Lumen over Grass Lake. Fourth quarter is next. In 60 seconds, you got the girls' district championship on 95.9 The Power Cow.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
One more quarter. 45-42. Lumen Christi leads over Grass Lake in our girls' district championship from Napoleon High School. Connor Dockery with you here on The Power Cow. We got a quick jump ball forced, and it's going to be Grass Lake ball just like that. I believe all four quarters have started off with Lumen Christi turning the ball over. So Grass Lake goes the other way. They've been staying close. They fell behind by 7 points at one point, 8 points at one point in the first half. Coming back both times, but they've stayed close this whole second half. Onto the near side, couple passes. Now a jumper on the baseline. That one's off the heel for Starkey. Rebound controlled by Boyce. Takes a dribble and sends it back over to Kenna Hunt to walk the ball the other way for Lumen Christi. Met out there by Lape in this aggressive 1-3-1 zone. Trying to force turnovers. Hunt has it near half court. That's a dodgy pass. Nearly had a backcourt violation. Couple dribbles now back over for LaFear. Now on the baseline for Ganton. Turns around shot blocked by Vigoan. Grass Lake the other way. Pass tipped out of bounds by LaFear. Oh no! They're going to say she didn't make contact with it. Pass up ahead for Jarko. Went out of bounds, and it's a turnover. Lumen going the other way. They're trying to make this a two-possession game. We've been within one possession since the last few minutes of the second quarter. Off the screen. Wow! Near half court, Ruby Boyce set a screen for Kenna Hunt. She went around the top. And they're going to say she stepped on the half-court line for the backcourt violation. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor called by Grass Lake. Back in 30 seconds, Lumen Christi leads by three. 6:44 left on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We got less than 7 minutes left here from Napoleon. Girls District Championship. It's still a 3-point Lumen Christi lead. A couple of turnovers for both teams to start this fourth. Edwin Jarko has it up top. Now on the far side, 3-pointer for Cook. That one's off. She's made three tonight. Now for Kenna Hunt. Walking the ball up the floor the other way, looking as calm and composed as ever. She has not rattled one bit. Screen coming on the left. Now again on the right for Boyce. Tries to turn the corner. Back in the corner, Lucy Rozak for three. Up and in! What a shot! Lucy Rozak making her last two from downtown. And we got an answer on the other end. A Bacon off the glass on the left wing. Three for Adeline Jarko, just like that. Grass Lake keeping pace, back within three. Woman in the near side corner for Rozek, drives through, blocked on the floater by Vigoan. Grass Lake goes quickly the other way, less than 6 minutes to play. Far side corner for Cook. Oh, wow, they're gonna get her on traveling. She did a pump fake, did a sidestep, and then shot the three. She missed it anyways, but they're going to get her on traveling. Wow. So Cook will head to the bench. She's replaced by Hadley White for Grass Lake. Lumen Christie. Going to be an inbound to Hunt, but she's going to let Lucy Rozek bring the ball across the Pirate logo at midcourt. Screen coming on the right. Goes into the double, cuts back to the opposite side, and we're going to have a timeout by Lumen Christie head coach Scott Stein. We'll step aside as well. 30-second timeout. We got 5:36 left in this one. Lumen Christie by three on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's coverage has been brought to you by Kelly Express Mart, Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, Jim Winter Auto Group, and King's Equipment. Lumen with a 48-45 lead over Grass Lake, 5.5 left. Lumen with the ball, handoff in the near side corner for Kenna Hunt, stopped on the baseline, too deep to shoot it, kicks it back out for Ganton. 15 feet out, misses on the mid-range jumper. Rebound down to Jarko, outlet up ahead to Lape in the corner, and she walked. A little bit of a high pass that she had to catch and made it a little bit of a rough landing, but did take too many steps. So Grass Lake with the turnover. There's not a lot of unforced turnovers in the first three quarters, but you could see with this game starting to wind down, these mistakes starting to come through for these teams as the spotlight grows ever brighter. Rozek in the front court. She's met by Vigalon. Looks like Grass Lake going back to a little bit of a man defense. Hunt through the lane. Layup up and in. 21 points for Kenna Hunt, and Lumen Christie leads by five with 5 minutes to play. On the other end for Bullock, stopped at the free throw line, back to Reese Lape. Gives it down low for Bullock, dribbles off a leg. Going to be two players tying it up. It's Boyce and Bullock, and we're going to get a jump ball. It is going to be Lumen Christie possession. Boyce, great hands there. And we're going to have a quick substitution. Leah Starkey back in, going to send Rachel Palmer to the bench for Grass Lake. Got a score update from Harper Creek, 31-23. Western still in front over Michigan Center in that district championship. Kenna Hunt has it for Lumen, hesitates, drives through, floater up. That one's off, might have been blocked by White. Put back up and a foul for Ruby Boyce. Lumen free throws right here. It's going to be against Elise Bullock, her third. Two huge Aspen 1 hour free throws coming up for Lumen. I beg your pardon, that is actually the fourth personal foul on Elise Bullock. First free throw missed, however, for Ruby Boyce. One more try. Makes the second. Makes it a 6-point Lumen lead, 4.5 left in this fourth and final quarter. Reese Lape on the baseline, kicks back outside. Lumen has really taken away Reese Lape's scoring opportunities here, forcing Grass Lake to beat them with somebody else. Vigo on through the lane, floater off the side of the backboard. Great defense for Lumen. Coast to coast for Kenna Hunt, drives right into Lape, floats it up off the mark. And we're going to have a jump ball forced in the backcourt against Ruby Boyce. I didn't even see how that happened. Even see her reach in. It is going to be Grass Lake ball, however, but that's, it was a little bit of a quick jump ball call. Grass Lake up the floor with Elise Bullock. Across the timeline met by Lily Ganton drives through on the block, picks up her dribble, passes it back out for Leip. Step back, now goes back for Bullock outside. Back for Leip in the corner, pump fake, sidestep down low for Bullock. Cut off. Lumen swarming defense right now on the low block, off the glass. No for Bullock, but we got another foul. That one's going to be the fourth on Ruby Boyce, who has played phenomenal defense in this fourth quarter for Lumen. That's going to be a big minus to have her come out of the game with those four fouls, as she is replaced by Erin O'Dowd. Starkey for Grass Lake also to the bench, replaced by Rachel Palmer. Elise Bullock at the line. Second free throw, that's a miss. One of two, gets her own rebound, put back out of control, misses it. Rebound by Kenna Hunt. Hunt the other way into the far side corner for Rozek, who has had two big threes in the second half. Turnaround, spin move, scores in the lane. Beautiful score around Kiara Cook for Lucy Rozek, now with 19 points. Lumen Christie leads 53-46, 3:13 left. Grass Lake, this is almost a must-score possession right here. Leip on the baseline, floater off the mark. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it back outside, and a foul called on Lumen. That's going to be against Paige LaFear, her third. Team's third. It's actually her fourth. We're going to get a quick timeout here for Grass Lake, however. Need to talk things over. Final 3:03. Lumen Christie, largest lead since the first half, 7 points. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
7-point lead for Lumen Christie out of the timeout. 3 minutes left. Grass Lake ball. We got a foul very quickly to send Reese Leip to the free throw line. Reese Leip with 11, and she's been mostly quiet here in the second half scoring, and that is by design for Lumen Christie. They're just not even letting her get the ball. They're telling Grass Lake, hey, we're going to force you to have somebody else beat us. First throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, up and in. One more try. Makes both. Oh, man, do we have a lane violation, another lane violation. So the second free throw doesn't count. It's just a 6-point lead. That's the second free throw Grass Lake has had taken off the board because of a lane violation. Very close eye on that by the officials tonight. 6-point Lumen lead, 2:40 left. Grass Lake has to get a stop here, but Lumen, they're in a spot that they're going to try to kill some time. Kenna Hunt has it near half court, gets a screen from Ganton, drives through the lane, floater, up and 23 for Hunt. Lead back out to 8, matching their large lead of the night. Bullock on the other end, up and in, and the foul. She is up to 10, and if she makes this free throw, she can cut this down to 5. 2:18 left in the fourth. Man, Grass Lake, Time is starting to really not be their friend here. They have to play against a team of this caliber almost perfectly down the stretch if they want to really keep chipping away. Paige LaFleur and Ruby Boyce back into the game for Lumen, both playing with four personal fouls. Bullock at the line for two. So with the defensive strategy to take the scoring away from Leip, free throw off, rebound on to Boyce. So with the, oh wow, they're going to get a foul on that rebound. It's going to be against Adeline Jarko, her second, team second. But with Leip being forced to be more of a playmaker here for Grass Lake, it's been Elise Bullock and Kira Cook both answering the call for Grass Lake. Now for Hunt at the midcourt against the full court press. Now a three-on-one, pounce the ass down. Oh, up and in for Ruby Boyce. Grass Lake trying to amp up the defensive intensity on the full court press. And Lumen able to execute to perfection there. Kicks the lead back out to eight. 1:55 left. Bounce pass near side corner. Bullock three, left short. Rebound poked out near half court. It's going to be recollected by Vigalon. And we'll try this again with Grass Lake. Down low for Leip. Into the defender. Offensive foul. The shot. Paige LaFleur able to get her feet set. Reese Leip lowered her shoulder. And not only turns the ball over with the offensive foul, but that's her fourth personal foul. Final 90 seconds here. Lumen. There's student section, make a lot of noise. Stolen in the backcourt, Reese Leip goes to the basket, and this time she draws a blocking foul against Paige LaFleur, and that is it for LaFleur. That's her fifth personal foul. Reese Leip at the line for two. She can cut this to a two-possession game with 90 seconds left. First free throw, in and out. That touched about every part of the rim and slipped out on the right side. One more try from Leip. Made the second. Lumen lead cut to seven. 90 seconds left. Full court pressure up ahead for O'Dowd. Ooh, she missed a wide open Ganton underneath the basket, and head coach Scott Stein going to call time here. 1:21 left, Lumen by seven. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Industrial Steel Treating. Lumen Christie leads 57-50, 1:21 left in the fourth. Also got a score update from Harper Creek. Western leads at the end of three, 38-28 over Michigan Center. Got a foul on the inbound. It's against Reese Leip, and that's it for Leip. She is done. That's her fifth personal foul. And of any foul they've called tonight, I gotta say, that looked to be the most ticky-tack they've called. The officials usually letting a little bit of contact go. Wow. So Reese Leip, that is it. She heads to the bench. She's replaced by Leah Starkey. We mentioned with her starting to rack up those fouls going into halftime, we would be monitoring that. But that's it. So 1:15 left. Lumen moving the ball around, and now the intentional foul by Maya Vigalon. Lumen Christie now in the bonus. Both teams in the bonus, for that matter. So Kenna Hunt at the line for two. Lumen has led a few different times tonight by eight for their large lead, but if Kenna Hunt makes both here, that could extend that out to nine. First Aspen 1 hour free throw up and in. That is point number 24 for Kenna Hunt. One more try. Got it. 25 for Kenna Hunt. Final 70 seconds from Napoleon. Grass Lake down by nine. They need a bucket here. Far side corner for Jarko. Dribbles, picks it up. Back outside for Bullock. Now at the free throw line for Vigalon. Now for Jarko. Driving through. Bounce pass outside. Intercepted by Rozek. Grass Lake trying to foul, and it's going to be committed by Elise Bullock. And if that is true, that's going to be her fifth personal. It is. So Elise Bullock, like Reese Lape, fouls out of the contest. And I mentioned Bullock, one of the two players, the other being Kira Cook, being one of the ones who has answered the scoring call with this defensive pressure Lumen has put on Lape to really deter her from shooting much in the second half. But now Lumen Christie at the line for two more Aspen 1 hour free throws. 53 seconds left. Up now, still 9 points with the first free throw missed by Rozek. Time is ticking, and they have to try to make buckets without two of their top scorers here. Rozek makes the second. She's now got 20 points. Woman leads by 10, largely to the game. 45 seconds left. Top of the key with Vigalon in the corner for Jarko. Spin move. Drives through. Cut off. And they're going to call a blocking foul on Ruby Boyce to send Adeline Jarko to the line for two. And speaking of fouling out, that's now the second Lumen Christie player to foul out. She will join Paige LaFear on the bench with five personal fouls. Tristan Johnson checking back in for the Lady Titans. First free throw up and in. Next one up and in. So Jarko makes both. Inbound to Hunt. Grass Lake trying to get a foul here into the front court. Three person trap, and they do actually get a timeout for Lumen Christie. Scott Skine, 30 seconds left. Lumen leads by eight. We'll be back at 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Final 30 seconds here from Napoleon. Lumen up by eight over Grass Lake. Lucy Rozek on the near side line. Able to lob it down low for Hunt. Wide open and scores with the foul. That is an exclamation mark on this one, if I have ever seen it. Lead back out to 10, and we got an additional Aspen one-hour free throw coming up to boot. Kenna Hunt out to 27 points. Her and Rozak have been spectacular in this one. She misses the free throw. Rozak also with 20. Final 25 seconds left. Grass Lake, three ball near side corner. Cook, that one's off. Rebound down to Johnson. And now Hunt in the backcourt up ahead for Rozak. 15 seconds left. We'll see if Grass Lake fouls. They do. It's against Maya Vigelon. Grass Lake's student section making a ton of noise here. Now the entire far half of the gym, the Lumen Christi cheering section, they are now making a ton of noise. The first Lucy Rozak free throw in. She's got 21. And now 22 as she makes both. We're going to have a substitution here. Hadley White in for Grass Lake, sending Maya Vigelon to the bench. Getting a hand from the Grass Lake supporters in attendance, as this is going to be Maya Vigelon's final game of her high school career, the lone senior on this Grass Lake team, as we got a foul on the other end against Lumen. Going to have some Grass Lake free throws in the bonus. 6.9 seconds left in this one. Lumen leads by 12 over Grass Lake. First free throw, that one's off the mark for Rachel Palmer. Into the game for Lumen, it's Ellen Thompson. One more free throw. Palmer makes the second one. Brings Lumen their lead down to 11, and then Hunt is just going to hold it in the backcourt, and they'll force a jump ball. It'll stay with Lumen, but 1.8 seconds left. That's about it right here. We'll see if they do try to foul again, and they won't. That's it. That's it. Let the celebration commence for Lumen Christi. A hard fought 64-53 win against Grass Lake. And for the second year in a row, Lumen Christi knocks Grass Lake out of the playoffs in the district championship. Unbelievable game. Unbelievable atmosphere. And both these teams absolutely left it all out there. So again, final score 64-53, Lumen Christi. It's Grass Lake. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to recap this thing. The Girls District Championship from Napoleon on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
The entire Lumen Christi student section celebrating with their girls as Lumen takes down Grass Lake 64-53 in an unbelievable district championship game here at Napoleon High School. Lumen Christi moving on to the regional semifinals that they host, by the way. The regional tournament there at Lumen Christi High School. They'll be taking on the winner between Columbia Central and Blissfield there on Monday. That should be quite a crowd there. But, man, what a game here. I'm telling you, the whole gym was packed 1 hour before the game. You could just feel it stepping into this place that there was something different about this game. And it certainly lived up to that. So from the start, Grass Lake, a little bit of a fast start, forcing a couple turnovers, 5-0 lead. And then Lumen started to get going. Some lead trading there. And then Lumen eventually went on a quick 9-0 run and extended 15-2 run to lead 15-7. At that point, their largest lead. Grass Lake able to chip away at it, able to eventually come to within a few points, able to come to within 3 points, as a matter of fact. And then they went on a run, able to tie at 28. And then Lumen going into the first half with some momentum, 32-29. The whole third quarter, back and forth. These two teams tied and traded the lead several times on and off. And a big three at the end of the quarter by Lucy Rozek really set things in motion for that fourth quarter. As Lumen led 45-42 at the end of three, they then used that to then spark a 9-2 scoring run, which then got them a 6-point lead, and they were able to really maintain that through the end of the game and combine that with Grass Lake having several key players foul out, most notably Reese Lape fouled out with about 90 seconds left in this one, and then eventually with Elise Bullock fouling out, with, you know, two of your top scorers in this one fouling out, it's tough, especially your absolute best scorer fouling out when you need buckets and, you know, putting Lumen in the bonus, trying to get stops, it's tough. So once Lumen built that, you know, 2-3 possession lead, that was pretty much it. Grass Lake, really tough to overcome that against a team of this caliber. And Lumen was able to see it through for the win. So for Grass Lake, leading scorer did end up being Reese Lape. 13 points. I believe she only had 2 points in the second half. Held in check. You know, Lumen Christi just really keyed in on her. Most of the time really prevented her from getting the ball. Forced her to be more of a playmaker and, you know, say, hey, we want some of these other players to beat us. And ended up being a winning strategy, especially there in the fourth quarter. So Reese Lape with 13. Elise Bullock had 10. We also had 11 from Kiera Cook. 9 from Adeline Jarko. 6 from Maya Vigalon. 2 for Hadley White. 1 for Rachel Palmer. And 1 for Leah Starkey. For Lumen Christi, huge games from their two stars. Their two sophomore stars. Kenna Hunt with 27. Lucy Rozek with 22. They also got 7 for Ruby Boyce and two each for Lily Ganton, Tristan Johnson, Paige LaFleur, and Aaron O'Dowd. And Grass Lake, unfortunate. We knew one of these two team seasons had to come to an end tonight, which is just so unfortunate. You put them in any other district, they're moving on and probably going on a deep run. But Grass Lake season ends at 21-3, and they do only graduate one senior. It's Maya Vigalon. The majority of the rest of the team, including Reese Lape, they're all going to be seniors next year. So this is really going to be a big year next year for Grass Lake as they try to move past this tough, tough district. Of course, we'll see what the district assignments end up being. But, wow, what a fun one tonight. Meanwhile, Lumen Christi moves on. They improved to 20-3 on the season, and they will be taking on the winner of Columbia Central and Blissfield in the regional semifinals on Monday in their own house at 7. We'll have live coverage for you right here on 95.9 The Power Cow. Tonight's playoff coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Willmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools. For Luke Moorhead, back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thank you for tuning into this presentation of High School Girls Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow. Have a good weekend, everybody.